Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Thanks for joining us on the program.
No problem.
So what actually first attracted you to the subject matter explored in Girl in the Machine?
Look, you know, most of the shows that I work on deal very much with relationships and sort of human side of life, I suppose. And the National Theatre of Parramatta approached me with this text, and I was looking forward to working with this new company. They're relatively new company. And, I love science fiction as much as the next person. So technology is a big part of my life. And it was just, look, it's just a different kind of text to the one that I would usually work on. So I was enjoying exploring something a little bit new. So it was a combination of sort of getting to work with a team of people that I respect a lot and working on something a little bit different.
In terms of being a different kind of text, I understand the play is described as having an immersive experience for the audience. How is that achieved?
I don't know if immersive is probably the right word. They're still very much voyeurs of this story.
Mm.
I guess it's immersive in the sense that, you know, they're invited into this young couple's world, but that's probably as far as it goes. I mean, I'd love it to be more immersive. That would be great. But I think it's just more about the characters themselves and their immersiveness into the technology, you know. We've achieved it through design. We're just very much sort of trying to create a contained world for these two people and represent a lot of the themes in the play through design, which has been really nice.
I suppose one of the things is digital technology does tend to make voyeurs of us all, and obviously this one has a lot of connection through to current relationship struggles people might be having. As science fiction often does, it explores current issues in a slightly more enhanced context, I suppose you might say. So looking at the play and looking at the way digital technology might get in between a couple's relationship, how did you sort of go about exploring that kind of modern context, the uptake of technology we're seeing and the way that might impact relationships?
Well, look, it's very much like the couple that we see are both, you know, really hardworking millennials who one works as a lawyer, the other's a nurse, and both work very long hours. And the character of Polly is already suffering from a pre-existing mental illness, which makes her all the more susceptible to the desire and need for relief. And this device, which comes into their home, is brought in from her husband, Owen, which he's been given. It's not quite clear. It's a bit ambiguous on how it does turn up at their hospital, at his place of work, but that he actually brings it to her as a way to help her relax. And it ends up becoming, sort of, without getting too much away, the undoing of their relationship and of her mental and physical health. So you get to see quite early on this couple is really in love with one another, and just the presence of the two bodies in space and how much they are at home with each other. But there's always, from the very beginning, this sort of threat of the technology. Like, there's the iPad, the laptop, the phone, all of these things sort of coming in and threading their way in between the two, and then the black box device comes in and it sort of ramps it up a whole other notch.
And
I think today, just one other thing just on that theme is, you know, everything moves so fast in today's society, and we do have so much pressure on us, but as a result we also have become so accustomed to the quick fix idea. So anything that can offer relief in a fast way is always going to be very enticing.
Mm. And is that, or is there a particular message you're hoping theatre goers, audiences might take away from Girl in the Machine?
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't think that technology needs to be the enemy. And I mean, I'm completely dependent on it, and the whole of society is structured on it now. And I don't think thinking of it as an enemy is helpful. I think it's just about educating yourself and being mindful of how you use those devices and how we use not just technology, but anything that promises a quick fix, you know, drugs, alcohol, all of those things. It's essentially, for me, this play is very much about addiction as much as it is about technology and the power of that, because black box, like alcohol or any other drug, is just as dangerous. And the effects that we see happen on this couple are very, very similar to what you might witness in a normal withdrawal. So it's I think the takeaway message is really just about, yes, talking about what role technology plays in our life and how we can kind of be mindful of that, but also what addiction does to a relationship and how those things sort of manifest. I think, yeah, so it's very much a human story. It's not just technology. And there's been a lot of comparisons with this play and Black Mirror. And I love Black Mirror, and I've seen probably almost all of the episodes. But every single Black Mirror episode is about relationships. It's all about human behaviour. It's about how we behave with this technology. So, I think that people go to the theatre to feel something. And so that's sort of my hope, that they will identify and feel something with these people.
Well, best of luck going forward with it, Claudia. Thanks for your time today.
No worries. Thanks for the call.